And welcome back to Community Connections. I'm still Alan Collier, and we've now got Heidi with us. Heidi is the CEO of Anchor. How are you, Heidi?
I'm really well. Thank you, Alan, for the invite back again. Great to talk to you again.
Happy to have you. We hope we'll have you again a few times next year.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Heidi, obviously it's a busy time for your organisation, apart from the fact that you probably all want to get on holidays. unfortunately, we know that Christmas isn't a terrific time for a lot of people. Some of them, people have lost loved ones during this year and it's their first year alone. Others have been cut off from their family for a number of years, and that becomes a really hard time for them. But there's also a group of people, and I know you're going to talk about them, that's why I'm leading into it, people who are either for financial reasons or a lot of reasons, could be sickness, a whole lot of reasons, find themselves with nothing at Christmas. And not only can they not afford toys for the children, but which I think is terrible, but there's also a group of people who just have trouble putting food on the table too, isn't there?
There certainly is, Alan. Unfortunately, Christmas time, as you mentioned, is not a joyous time for everyone in our community. And for many, it means a time of loneliness. It means a time of feeling very left out in the world. What you see around you on the media and TV, etc. There are people amongst us that feel very, very left out. We're particularly this year wanting to raise awareness and communicate Anchor's Christmas appeal, which is really going to. It's based on the story of Rebecca. Rebecca is a single woman who has 10 children, and she was with Anchor most of this year. We were supporting her, and we're very pleased to know that she's now in some stable housing. But her and her 10 children were in quite unstable situations for a couple of years. And the main reason for that was family violence, was domestic violence, that Rebecca and her children had no choice but to flee. That's a lot of children to take with you under your wing. What we are trying to do this Christmas is to have an appeal where we gather together a bit of a fighting fund, if you like, so that we can actually swoop in when people like Rebecca are in trouble. We're expecting quite a lot of people to be in trouble as they prepare for the new school year. That getting all those, buying all those things and things might mean that people are making a choice between, medication, rent, and buying things for their children to go back to school with. Rebecca's story is that, she didn't have really any opportunities for education. She was born in Sudan in the amongst the civil war, did manage to come to Australia, but has, had a really, really tough life. She had continued to experience abuse in her own community and needed to move away from that. So she's an incredible woman. She each day she gets up and she deals with her life. But we were really pleased to be able to assist her with, bunk beds for her kids when she moved into a stable housing. And the most joyous thing was that, when the case first came to us, there was only like 8 pairs of shoes between 11 of them, and a number of the kids didn't go to school some days because they just didn't have shoes. So we ended up taking the boys and the other children to get some Nike shoes and whatever, and they still say it was the best day of their whole life.
I bet it was too.
It was the best day of their whole lives, and we've got lots of photos and that on our website and on our socials. with those kids. So we want to set up, as I say, a bit of a fighting fund. We need at least $50,000 so that, you know, that when the Rebecca's come along, or indeed other families who are in trouble, we can just say, okay, let's get some shoes, let's get some supplies for school, and we don't have to keep on going cap in hand to the government. We want to be able to have a flexible fighting fund to meet the needs of our community. Yeah.
It's incredible that some of the things that we just take for granted, like when we need a new pair of shoes, we go down the street and buy them.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
To imagine that there are some young children that just don't have shoes at all, that they're sharing shoes.
Yeah.
And yeah. As I understand, this Rebecca that you're talking about, it's not that she didn't want to go to school herself. Her education just wasn't able to have education.
Oh, no. I think people need to understand that people have come from civil wars like Rebecca. They were just trying to stay alive, let alone get an education. So, you know, Rebecca is a great mum. She really she takes pride in coaching and guiding her children to give back. One of the reasons that she, you know, was really happy to be the front face of our campaign was she said, "You did so much for me and my family. I want to try and help you to raise funds for other families that find Terrific. Themselves in similar." Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. Her eldest child is over 18. They all help each other, as often families from other cultures do. And, you know, she takes great pride in the older one's education. And I think a couple of them have got some little part-time jobs now that they've got their stable housing and they're not all living in a hotel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot to really give people a hand up. You know, this is not necessarily shouldn't be seen as a handout. It's a hand up. And people like Rebecca and most, you know, all of the people we see, just give them a bit of help, get them back on track again, and they pay it off in spades.
Sounds fantastic. Heidi, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be yes. back with more.
Somebody.
And of course, that was a great Johnny O'Keefe and To Love Somebody. And just a quick reminder, Matt Shaw will be doing the Rock and Roll Hit Parade this Sunday night between 6 and 8. And he's got a Christmas special coming up where he plays a lot of Christmas songs. I got a couple of, I think I've got one more in today. While we all like to have a great time at Christmas, as Heidi just mentioned, it's not a good time for some people. And I just want to make one quick thing, because this is probably a bit hate of mine. I was talking to a policeman yesterday. I was at a breakfast, and he was saying that Christmas Day is the one of the worst days for family violence. You get people together that probably don't normally want to be together, and for a whole lot of reasons, and you get a few drinks and all of a sudden there's a whole lot of violence. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to, and nobody should put up with violence. Just ring 000, do whatever you got to do, but don't put up with it. Heidi, we're not here to talk about violence as such. We're here to talk about your Christmas appeal. Yes. I suppose this is probably a bit of a misnomer, I don't know. Have you found that there's a bigger need for things at Christmas time this year because of COVID? Has that had any effect, or is it this the sort of thing that goes on all the time?
Look, I will say that it goes on all the time, prior to COVID, et cetera. I guess COVID's been, for us a bit of a line in the sand, after which many things have got worse, and not necessarily directly related to COVID, but I'm sure that everybody is very aware of the housing crisis. I'm sure that any of your listeners that have tried to rent a house or a unit or even a bedroom in a share household is really aware that trying to get something affordable is near impossible. If people think about down the line that if you actually can't afford to pay for something, well, then what are you going to do? And it was interesting. I was just listening to the Radio National this morning, or no, it was the local ABC, and there was a woman saying that her rent, had gone up, and really her and her daughter's plan, so her daughter was about 19 or 20, that her daughter would go into some emergency accommodation, transitional youth housing, and she would live in a car. That was their plan. They were going to leave their rental. And that's going on right across. People are actually having to make plans to be homeless because of affordability and supply.
Heidi, I just want to see if I'm right. I think I remember you saying that you don't think this is the height of it, though, do you? Do you think this is going to get worse?
Yeah, sadly, I think that, what we know, there's a few levers that are going on. One is, we're all not too sure about, energy prices. We know that if energy prices blow out, we know that that increases costs for all manufacturers and providers of food and all of that sort of thing. So then food and things will go up. I think if people, really reflect on the prices in their local supermarket, particularly for fresh food, and reflect on 2 or 3 years ago, they probably think, goodness, that really has gone up. And those people that can absorb some of those costs maybe just don't think about people that can't absorb them. And the lady on the radio this morning I was listening to was saying that her and her daughter mainly eat pasta and rice, and they eat canned vegetables and fruit because they just can't afford fresh. Now, these are people, As she said, she got sick. She's had some illness. She'd not been out of work. And as she said, she always imagined that there'd be a safety net for her when she couldn't work due to illness, to get her back up on her feet again. And she's found there's not. So I think this is what a lot of people are experiencing. And, what we're focused on with our Christmas appeal is that parents, have terrible guilt about not being able to provide certain things to their children. It's so ashamed. So I just wanted to shout out that we had our Christmas party for all our kids in homelessness services that we'd had contact with. Some are living in transitional house, some are living in hotels, some just pop in, and some are living in their cars. But we had a big had a Christmas party for them last Friday in Lilydale, and I really want to shout out to Lilydale Rotary, who provided us with all the presents. They'd actually collected an enormous number of donations from over 25 businesses in Lilydale. Beautiful presents, but there were, it was just, the kids were so excited.
Terrific.
It was really terrific, Alan, and I think it, you know, we really need to shout out to those, that there are lots of people in the community that really want to help, and we're hoping with our Christmas appeal that once again people will want to help us. You know, any amount of a donation will help, you know, in some way.
And of course, the other thing is that we haven't really seen the full effect of the higher interest rates yet.
That's still to come, Alan. And I think what we know is that once people come off fixed term interest rates, and in fact, this is a fact. I was talking to some gentlemen that we have a partnership with who run a mortgage broking business. They support us a lot, and they actually said they know there are people who will come off their fixed term interest rates that they won't be able to get over the line again to renew their mortgage.
Or the house they already own.
Yes, in the house they're already in. They won't get them across the line with the banks because they've been on a low fixed interest and they got across the line a few years ago. Now the interest rates have gone up. They're saying to me there will be people needing to sell their houses because they actually won't get over the line. Now, that just has this knock-on effect to those people that bought their house then need to rent somewhere, and then that knocks off people, you know, a lot of the people we see that are trying to get into the rental market. So it just causes a perfect storm, Alan.
And the other thing that you just said a couple of minutes ago, apart from the high cost of energy going and therefore the goods go up, but Mr. and Mrs. Average or Miss Average or whoever it might be, their electricity bill goes up dramatically as well.
Yeah.
So they get hit twice.
Yes. So I just think that at Christmas time, you know, it's just really good, you know, for people to remember that, you know, that there is a need all year. Yes, there's absolutely a need at Christmas, and we've had some wonderful donations, and we've been able to, you know, have Christmas parties and give a lot to our families over this time. But this is a like a 365 day of the year sort of exercise.
Yep.
And so that's why we're trying to build up this fighting fund to, you know, to be able to help people like Rebecca just dip into our fund and to be able to buy shoes and buy things that people need without, you know, messing about it.
Heidi, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Tell me what you did last night. Left me screaming.
Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. We're talking to Heidi from Anchor and we're talking about a Christmas appeal. Heidi, there's a couple of things I just want to ask you or mention to you. And one of them, we're talking about Rebecca and you were talking about the back-to-school expenses. And I think one of the big expenses that seem to be getting worse, well, more needy every year, is computers. I mean, once upon a time, computers were at home just to do what they had to do. But from what I can see, nearly every school wants the young people to have computers because they do so much at work, at home and at school on computers.
You're quite right, Alan. And certainly this this sort of bucket of money that we're planning to raise will certainly be able to be spent on computers for kids if need be. But you're quite right. Unless you have a computer that, you know, that you take to school, and as you say, it's for most schools, it's mandatory now.
Yeah.
And you know, if a kid doesn't have a computer, number one, it's, you know, the shame of it just doesn't, you know, beggars belief.
Yep.
But they're going to fall behind. And
absolutely.
Yep. You know, they're going to fall behind in their education because this is the way that children are being taught now, is through, you know, through the computer systems and so forth. So you're quite right, Alan. It is, and you know, it's sort of transition from primary school to high school. And, you know, parents of kids in year six must just be dreading, you know, that time. I know even just one of my staff said to me, said, oh gee, you know, going into year seven, I went out on the weekend and spent all this money on, you know, a computer for my daughter going into year seven. So, you know, she's a person that works and, you know, whatever, but what about other people that where every, you know, every dollar counts and so forth. So, you know, I don't want people to have to choose between buying a computer for their child or paying their rent. I'd much rather them come into Anchor and say, you know, can you give me a hand here? Yeah. I'd much rather that. And you know, we certainly with Rebecca and Rebecca's stories, we were able to buy a whole lot of things for you know, school for the kids. I mean, from $10 we can supply a child with everything they need for school, like a drink bottle, lunch pack, you know, lunch box, backpack, shoes, books and pens. It only takes, you know, $10, people, you know, 100 people donating $10. It's not a lot when you think about it, you know.
And the other thing, Heidi, we just need to mention too, just to put people's mind at ease, all this money is going in that you're trying to raise is not going just into revenue, is it? It's going right into this Christmas appeal.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. I absolutely want to assure people that this, as I said, we want to create this fighting fund that sits to the side of our other financial, you know, financial systems, etc., and that my staff can dip into when they need to, when they have a situation like Rebecca where we had to dip into some of our own finances, because there's so much that's not really funded by the government now. Things like, you know, things like all her bunk beds and, you know, all the linen and things like that, that's not funded by government. And I don't know how she would have got that had we not stepped in. And that, as I say, it's not a completely isolated case.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that, you know, if giving cash is not always your thing, and you want to get something a bit more, we connected to this appeal, we're selling chocolate packages. And I must admit, they are rather nice. yes, I've ordered one for home. But a portion of the cost comes directly to Anchor and will go straight into our Christmas Appeal Fund. And you can see it when you go onto our website. So if you go to give.anchor.org.au, you can go in there, you can make a cash donation, or, you know, you can scroll down a little bit further and look at our very yummy chocolates. And I know that many of your listeners will be pretty tempted.
That's terrific. Look, it's a terrific appeal, and no child should feel out of it. First of all, at Christmas time, but secondly, at school. I mean, it must be devastating to see other kids getting along with new shoes, bags, and all the things they need, and you not have it. I mean, you're setting up almost a fail before you go, aren't you?
And, you know, what we see with older kids, Alan, you know, is that that shame and that sort of frustration with school gets too much for them, and they'll start, you know, sort of disengaging from school.
Yeah.
Disadvantaged kids do tend to do that, is disengage, because it's just too hard, you know. It's too hard. They don't have the right things. You know, they don't feel sort of safe at school. They don't feel like the other kids. And so they just start to disengage. And, you know, in this cohort, we have, you know, more school kind of leaving school early than probably many other, you know, families and things. And that's just, you know, completely devastating, really, that, you know, and one of the priorities that we have with our families and our youth foyer is to try and get kids through that year 12 to at least get them, you know, on a level playing field to be able to then get, you know, off and out into the world.
Yeah.
We don't want them to repeat the experience of their parents, that where they had no choice but to be homeless. So
otherwise you set them up to fail anyway, don't you?
Exactly. You don't want it to be homelessness to be intergenerational. You want to be able to, you know, fix the problem now, get people stabilised, and then get kids growing up in a stable environment where they can head out into the world and have the same opportunities as others.
Sounds terrific. I've just got to take another quick break. Hi, then.
Sure.
We'll be back with more.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing, holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
I have to put that in. It's one of the most played songs around
this
time
of year.
Yes, I bet
it is.
Brendan Lee and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree worldwide. It's the most played song. Heidi, look, we need to give the people some details so they know where they can donate to this appeal. So if you'd like to give us that, please.
Okay. Well, it's quite simple. It's easy to donate at give.anchor.org.au. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can just go to our website, which, so if you Google Anchor, you will scroll down and see Anchor, Anchor Incorporated's website, and you can go through that. So there's two different ways to find the donation page. Just click on the Donate Now button, and that will take you through the process. And it's very, very simple.
And it's safe.
Very safe, absolutely, absolutely. Very safe. Very, very. There's no way anyone can get your details off of that. So, So it's with a platform that's well known for its cyber security. So, people shouldn't worry about that.
No, that's fine. All right. So, let's get behind this Christmas appeal.
Yes, please.
It's not there to buy the luxuries for people. It's there for the ones that just don't have the opportunity to look after themselves in some ways, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, Alan. It's not for luxuries by any stretch of the imagination. It's for pretty basic things for families and children particularly.
Well, you can't say shoes isn't as basic as you can get, is it?
That's right. That's right, Alan. I think those basics are very important. And why shouldn't, children have some of those Nike brands that, lots of other kids enjoy? Not for luxuries, just for the basics, for things that kids need. And as kids get older, they need bigger things and more clothes and they're bigger. They grow out of them, and then we've got computers and all sorts.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just going to say to you, nobody can possibly say that a computer isn't a necessity. It's not you're buying them. Without them at school, they're just going to drop behind.
Exactly. Yeah. They are completely a necessity these days. This is the way we live life, is online and through computers, whether we like that or not. that's the way life is, and it's probably going to get more so into the future, I suspect.
Probably is too. We'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more from Heidi.
Okay.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry.
Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
And welcome back to Community Connections. And of course, after 2 o'clock news, we'll have choice tunes. We've got the person, we've got their song, and we're going to learn all about their life through music. Heidi, can you perhaps give us those details again, please, how people can donate?
Sure. So this is Anchor's Christmas Appeal, and what we're doing is gathering together a fighting fund for families like Rebecca that need urgent necessities such as shoes, computers, bunk beds, etc. We're aiming to collect $50,000. It will all be used going directly to the people that we support, and people from $10 onwards can. You know, we can use that money to supply a child with everything they might need for school, a drink bottle, lunchbox, backpack, shoes, books and pens. So, you know, every dollar counts, and I would absolutely encourage people to donate to our Christmas fund or to buy some lovely chocolates that also some of the revenue goes into our fund at give.anchor.org.au. Encourage everyone out there to do something meaningful at Christmas and to help those people that are disadvantaged or vulnerable at Christmas time and in fact 365 days of the year. And that would be fantastic if we could get that community support. Thank
so
you.
This $50,000, you're not raising that to spend it all just over this Christmas period, is it? It's there for the year.
Exactly. It's there for all of those emergency provisions that that we need for families. And I think Rebecca's case is a great one, that we were able to pull out some money out of our own savings to help her, and the difference it made. That song you just played, Don't Worry, Be Happy, I think that when we're able to do these sorts of things for people with disadvantage, it brings that happiness. And we saw that last Friday with our Christmas party for children who have experienced homelessness or are experiencing homelessness, that it doesn't take much, and somebody can be happy, and we can take that worry off of the parents' face just for a little while.
And I guess the other thing is quite a number of these people never thought they'd be homeless, did they?
No, absolutely not. I can tell you that. It has come as a big surprise to many people. And I was, talking amongst people on Friday, hearing some of their stories, and absolutely, Alan, they did not see it coming. And as I said, there was just this woman on the radio this morning on ABC, a middle-aged woman who became ill. She's renting a place. Now they're making plans to vacate. They can't afford it anymore. She's not got the help to get well again, and her daughter's going into emergency accommodation. She plans to live in a car. She did not expect that.
No, I mean, a few years ago, she was probably doing everything, well, she's done everything right, and all of a sudden, because of sickness or sometimes family violence, I have to get out of the situation they're in, and all of a sudden... And when the sort of things you're talking about buying, you're just mentioning pens and shoes and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just basics that people just go out and buy, and some of these people can't afford it.
That's right. And they're often making a choice between a roof over their head or something like that. And sometimes, they may not have a roof over their head, but they still, and if they're living in a car or living with friends or whatever, they still have to buy these things, and often there's just no money left for it.
And some cut back on food.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We're hearing that people are skipping meals. We're hearing that people are, having canned vegetables and canned fruit and just rice and pasta instead of anything fresh. Fresh foods become out of the reach of many people. And we know that's not good for children growing up, or in fact adults. It's not good for you, and it leads to health concerns and all sorts of things later on. So, one of the things that we really try to do here at Anchor is that disadvantage shouldn't define people. They should be able to get out of disadvantage, and they should live the same sort of life that I enjoy, you enjoy, and many of your listeners, I'm sure.
Yep. Heidi, unfortunately, time's knocking on the door. The 2 o'clock news is just about ready to hit.
Thank you.
First of all, to you and your family and everyone at Anchor, whatever their beliefs at Christmas time are, I hope they have a very joyous time and a time with catching up with friends and relaxing.
And a
safe and happy new year.
And as I
say to everyone, take care on the roads, because accidents don't just happen to other people.
That's right. You're very right. Very wise words, Alan. And the same for you and your family, all your listeners, and the radio station there. A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And we look forward to talking to you in the new year. And I hope that some of the predictions that you've got for the coming years turn out to be baseless. I'd be rapt if that can happen, but we'll wait and see.
So would I. Yes.
Thanks,
Heidi. Thank you, Alan. Take care.
See you. Bye.